time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Manitoba country artist Jason Kirkness discovered his love for country music at a young age as he was growing up in a small farming community. Fast forward to 2011, and Jason is about to release his debut album, Life on the Road, featuring the current single, Run Me Away. This talented Canadian singer-songwriter has performed hundreds of shows throughout his hometown province of Manitoba and across Canada, including opening shows for the Roadhammers and Derek Rattan. Joining us now, it's Jason Kirkness. Hey, Jason.
Hello.
Hey, how are things there this evening?
I'm having a good time. I've kind of had a relaxing day off. We're playing a show tonight in Slave Lake, Alberta, so I'm just relaxing in my hotel room right at the moment.
Oh, right on, getting all set for a big show. Now, as in the intro, I mentioned hundreds of shows, and your debut album is entitled Life on the Road, so I gather that that's a big part of your music. You're out there a lot on the road performing.
Yeah, I started off with a classic rock sort of cover band when I was younger, and I was in a band with a bunch of guys, and you know, they sort of showed me the ropes on how to be in a touring band, and then when I kind of quit doing that in about 2002 or 2003 or so, I started sort of doing what I wanted to do and got into country music, like playing live country music again. And, just kept touring.
Now, as I mentioned, your love of country music goes back to growing up in a small farming community. Jason, can you tell us some of the early people you started to listen to that really got you hooked on country?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it comes down to, like, after work every day when I was growing up, I worked in a honey house and with my buddy and his dad, and after work we'd go out after supper and we'd jam in the garage and we'd play a lot of CCR songs and Johnny Cash songs. I was really into Johnny Reed and Jerry Reed in Alabama when I was growing up. And my number one all-time favorite is definitely Waylon Jennings. I could play his songs all night, every night if they'd let me.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, Waylon was such a classic act and so many wonderful songs. So do you throw some of those in at your shows, throw some good Waylon classics in?
Yeah, I try to do Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? I try to do that one almost every night.
Nice.
I like to play Are You Ready for the Country? If anyone asks for a slow dance, then, you know, I might play Amanda.
So many great songs that Waylon did. Do you do any other covers, classic covers that we'd know of?
From time to time, like I like to do, kind of we do an updated version of Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. You might have heard the Gibson Miller version. We do it kind of close to that one.
Okay. So updated in the sense of more modern sounding, not a lyrical change?
Yeah, no lyric changes, not... No whatsoever. Didn't call for that.
Exactly. I know sometimes people will take that and put a little humor into it and change cowboys or different things in it, but just giving it a modern country sound.
Yeah, no, I have a great respect for a lot of the songwriters that wrote all those songs, so I think screwing around with them lyrically or otherwise is a little disrespectful.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I understand that you are quite a songwriter. On this album, you leave the writing to some other people, but as you're working towards your second album, you're doing a lot of the songwriting.
With the first album, I ended up with the songs that we started off with, a lot of songs, and there was about six that were mine. And as we started whittling down, we always wanted to say, is this the best song, and does it best represent who I am, you know, as an artist and as a person. And
sure.
We started going through and going through and going through, and then I was like, well, we cut one of mine, and then we cut another one, and then we cut another one, and then it was like, hey, wait a minute. None of my songs made it, but, you know, I still feel that we made the best possible record. So, yeah.
And that shows strength. Yeah, that shows strength as a person for you to be able to be okay with that and accept it. Because what you want on the album is the very best songs possible, regardless of who wrote them, right?
Well, that, and, you know, in this day and age, if you buy a record, like if my fans are going to support me enough that they take their hard-earned dollars, and especially with our current economic times, like, I don't want to put on something that I was like, well, it's only on there because I wrote it. I wanted to put on songs that everybody would like, and that I felt the strongest about, and just as it happened, it wasn't any of my songs.
Now, the writers on it, though, are quite well known, a couple of them at least, and another one is someone from your hometown, Bruce Wallace, Stephen Lee Olson, who many will know as an artist himself, of course, and William Prince. So all three of those contributed their songwriting to the project.
Yeah, William and I have a pretty good relationship with, like, very, very similar upbringings. He's from a small town in Manitoba. I'm from a small town in Manitoba. And, you know, a lot of the personal things, like the personal narrative in both of our lives, has been quite similar. And that we're both into music and, like, that whole thing.
Yeah.
A lot of those things were paralleled. So when we sat down and we started talking about the themes and stuff that we wanted to address on the record, it wasn't a stretch for him to... for him to put into words my life, I guess. And,
sure.
We've sort of developed this relationship now. I guess what we're really hoping to do is that him and I'll co-write the whole next record. Because he's got a real gift for the words.
And that's wonderful, and that's so important in country music. It's the story that people are listening to. I mean, the melody is very important in the production and the vocals, of course, but really I think the thing that stands out the most is the lyrics and what the song is saying.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's where the entire country music audience connects in the first place with an artist. It's more so in the lyrics than in the overall tonality.
For sure. When you were listening to the songs that that ended up on the album, how many did you listen to first? Did you go through to narrow it down?
60, roughly.
Wow.
I'm going to say, because I guess the producer I worked with is a guy called Jack Shapira, and he's done a number of albums. You might be familiar with, like, Bryce Pallister.
Yeah.
And Jerry Saretta. Yeah. He did the Jerry Saretta record as well. And, you know, when we sort of started on all this, he had a great connection with a lot of those Nashville writers through, through a publishing company he works with a lot.
Sure.
So they started just, like, overwhelming us with, like, try this one, try this one, try this one. But then I guess... through listening to some of them, then I started being a little more curious about who the writers were, and I got in contact with Bruce Wallace, who I, you know, ended up meeting at the CCMAs when they were in Vancouver in 2009. And I really liked Bruce, and I liked his, you know, his whole vibe, and we talked about some of the songs I was thinking of recording, and then we kind of got in the stories of where he was at the time, and I was like, yeah, that sounds like something I want to do, so.
Great.
It made sense to work with Bruce's songs.
Yeah, it's pretty great you were able to meet with him, because I know a lot of times artists will record songs, but they don't always meet the songwriters because, you know, they hear the demo and that's all they need to know, but you actually got to meet the guy and have that connection.
No, I made it a priority with all the songs that I had to know whose songs I was singing.
Right.
So you never know, right? I'm a closed sort of person with with a lot of my relationships, and that, like, personal relationships for me always come first. And if I'm not working with someone that I don't know, then it doesn't really make sense to me, I guess.
That's a great way of doing it. You're having a connection with the songs, with the songwriters, so you understand more about them. And
yeah,
you know, that makes a lot of sense to me. Let's talk about the single now, Jason, that's at radio called Run Me Away. And this is the first song that when Linda Ewing had mentioned you, this one came to my attention. And it's a great song. You've got a video for it as well. Tell us about the song. You really sound great on this one.
Well, I appreciate you saying so, first off. Run Me Away was something that... was one of William's songs, actually. This one, William wrote before him and I started working together. And it was actually one of the reasons why I wanted to work with him and get to know him better, was because he wrote this song about, you know, being from a small town and having a really big dream and, you know, not having much when you're growing up and just being like a person of substance, which is, to me, what the song is. And then still having the big dreams and working towards those, but still keeping your small town roots. And I guess really the character of the song resonated so much that I was like, yeah, that has to be a song I record. And it definitely has to be my first single.
Awesome.
So,
and I understand that radio is accepting this song quite nicely.
Yeah, we got in the top 100 about a week ago. So that was a pretty big deal for a guy from a town of 300 people in Manitoba.
That's terrific. Well, let's share the song now, Jason, and let everybody hear it, and then we'll come back and talk about a bunch more. This is Jason Kirkness and Run Me Away here on In the Country.
What you get is what
Manitoba country artist Jason Kirkness and his current radio single called Run Me Away. The name of his brand new CD is called Life on the Road. You can learn a lot more about him at jasonkirkness.com, his website. And I've got a couple of CDs, actually Jason does, a couple of autographed CDs to be given away. Two of them, all you've got to do is email me at inthecountry@mail.com and just send me the name of the song we just played, Jason's current radio single. Do that by Friday, May 20th at noon, so those listening live have plenty of time, and anyone listening to the podcast afterwards has until Friday, May 20th at noon, email inthecountry@mail.com with the brand new single from Jason, and you'll be in the draw for those two autographed CDs, and thanks a lot for providing those.
Anytime, buddy.
Sounds great. Now, can you share the story, Jason, a very exciting time when you got your record deal? Of course, that's what all artists dream about, getting their first record deal.
there's a label called MDM Recordings, and they have a great bunch of artists on there. Chad Brownlee's on there, Joe Hicks on there, Bryce Pallister, a buddy from Portage that's a couple towns over from where I grew up. And I've been talking with Mike, I guess, through my manager, Jack. And he invited us to come out to CCMA's in Edmonton. And we went ahead and did the showcase there. And, shortly after that, he came out to Winnipeg. And we went out for dinner. And, he said, let's do this. And I said, yeah, let's do it. And we shook hands, and that was about it.
Pretty exciting. How did that feel, the years of leading up to that, performing and touring and stuff, and now that happened?
It's definitely an exciting moment when, like, someone, you know, acknowledges all the work that you've put in, and someone of Mike's stature, like, he's a fantastic guy and has a great reputation in the whole business side of the music business. So, you know, it was a real honor for him to ask me to be a part of the family.
And you've also
label.
Got working on your team. Jason, you've also got working on your team Pamela Roz from Hula Girl Music, who helped me out as well setting this up along with Linda Ewing.
Yeah.
Talk about how important a great team like you have is to get an artist out there and get attention.
Well, here's the thing: as an artist, doesn't necessarily mean you're good at, like, the whole business part of the music business. So, you know, having people who you can trust 100% and who are super supportive and who love your music, like, I love my music, obviously, or else I wouldn't be playing it, but having people
right.
that, you know, have sort of caught on and at the same intensity and have that same sort of love for it, you know, it's huge. It's like any other family, like, you know, you have to have all your family in sync, and then your whole rest of your life seems to be in sync, right?
Yeah, oh, exactly. And they're believing in you, and maybe there's times when you know, don't have as strong a belief, because we all go through that, but the people around you are going to support you that way.
Well, definitely. When your van breaks down and you have to borrow the manager's Ford Explorer and you have to make the drive from Thunder Bay to Toronto with five dudes in a Ford Explorer, maybe here, sometimes there are moments when you're thinking, did I really choose the right career here?
Exactly. I guess it's moments like that that keep you grounded, right, and keep you humble.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just out of the blue, Pam will text and say, I got you an interview. I believe in you, buddy. And it's like, oh.
Wow. Yeah. Those are the moments that really matter. Now, speaking of things that matter, when you perform some of your songs, do you have a chance for the fans to afterwards, fans and friends in the audience, to tell you what some of your songs mean to them?
Yeah, for sure. You know, almost every performance we do, you know, we'll stick around right to the end of the night. Like, even last night, we spent 2 hours just sort of sitting at a table rapping with a bunch of the boys from Slave Lake. And just hanging out, and, you know, they got really excited because I did a Corb. I do Hair in My Eyes from Corb Lund almost every night because I just, you know.
Oh, nice.
Corb's a great, great artist, and I like playing his songs sometimes. But, they kind of flipped out about that one, and we got to talking about, you know, Corby and what he means to them, and then they're saying about some of mine. It's like they obviously like the more rocking songs because, well, that was kind of what we were doing that night.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, and there's one song on my record called Leaving, which, you know, I get a lot of emails and stuff from people that I've played it for, and then they'll send, like, I've sent out the CD to a few people, and they wrote back, and it's like, Leaving, man, that song really touched me, and, you know, I hope we get to release that one as a single, and, yeah, it's been
nice.
Really good the way people sort of connect with the songs.
Yeah, it's nice that they connect and also that they give you that feedback so you know that you've done something right and the song resonated with you, but then it also with other people, which is great. Let's turn now to another song from the album, Jason. It's coming out in a few weeks. It's called Life on the Road. My guest is Jason Kirkness on the line from Manitoba, and this one is called No Cowboy. Tell us about this one.
Oh, man. No Cowboy is probably the most fun song on the record. The story of it, like in the song, is just really, well, I think it's really funny, you know, about a young rodeo rider, and he's got his eye on a gal, and sort of how her perspective of him in the first verse is like, well, no cowboy. And then, you know, like she sees him riding and then she kind of gets a little bit impressed and she starts cheering for him. And the second chorus is go cowboy. And then, well, I guess the two kind of fall in love, as they say. And she changes her tune one last time. And she starts saying, oh, cowboy. So,
nice.
it's just, William hit this one out of the park, man. Like the lyrics he came up with on this one was just incredible. And I was really blessed that he wrote this one at the right time. And, man, we love playing this one live every night. The whole band gets into it. A lot of nights the whole crowd gets into it. Like, even if, you know, the record's obviously not out yet, but people are singing it by the second chorus.
Exactly. The chorus is one of those it's a sing-along chorus, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's very catchy and, as you say, lots of fun, and I can just imagine you guys doing this on stage, a lot of energy. Let's share it now. This is Jason Kirkness and No Cowboy on In the Country.
And her mama stayed home. Walked on off in my new cowboy boots. Did a little something like, how do you do? Rolled her pretty blue eyes and said, stop right there. I didn't come here to get no country air. She said,
no cowboy, no cowboy, no.
I don't need bars from the rodeo. Couldn't believe what she saw.
Go cowboy, go cowboy, go.
Hold on tight and get ready to roll.
Go cowboy, go cowboy, go.
Bet you never seen a sun like this before. And everything that you do. That was 3 years ago, and every night since then, we've been lacing up the saddles and hitching the tent. It goes to show you shouldn't let go. Never underestimate the cowboy code.
Oh, cowboy, oh, cowboy,
hold on tight, never let me go.
Oh, cowboy, oh, cowboy,
I love your faded jeans and
seen it done like this before.
Manitoba country artist Jason Kirkness, and that is from his upcoming CD, Life on the Road. The song is called No Cowboy. And yeah, Jason, that's a lot of fun, and it's catchy. It's just a great, great song.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah, that I can see that definitely being a future radio piece and doing well. It really holds my attention throughout. The website is jasonkirkness.com. In our remaining moments here, Jason, I wanted to ask you, is there anybody in the music business from country or another genre that you'd really be interested in working with, either recording a song with or maybe having them produce an album?
I get asked this all the time, and I think it's because everyone knows the answer to this, and that's that I want to work with Katy Perry.
Nice.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but yeah, there's a lot of producers and artists and stuff that I respect. But
so Katy Perry is a producer or a duet songwriter?
Probably. I think that'd
be
pretty cool to write some songs. She's writes a lot of her own material, and she writes for other people. So, she's quite the little hit maker.
Oh, yeah, I love her music. Very catchy songs, and each one a little bit different than the other. That's great. It's nice to hear an answer that's a little bit different than we'd expect for those who didn't know that. So that's very cool. Getting set to wrap up here, Jason, it's been such a pleasure having you on and sharing this, a couple of songs from the new album, Life on the Road, coming out in a couple of weeks. Wish you all the best with it and with your upcoming shows. I know you're going to do great on the country music scene.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave.
It's been a pleasure. My guest today has been Manitoba country artist Jason Kirkness. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting.